Federal data show that women in Massachusetts earn just 83 cents for every dollar that men earn. A year ago this month, a state law went into effect to try to close that gap. The Massachusetts Equal Pay Act requires equal pay for equal work, and over the past year, companies have been working to comply. WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka reports on their progress.
When a company needs help navigating the state's equal pay law, they call somebody like attorney Maura McLaughlin.
Maura McLaughlin.
Her Boston firm specializes in employment law, and she spent the past year reading the pay equity law over and over again.
Yes, I will say some of it I think I could recite in my sleep, but...
The major provisions of the law tell employers what they aren't allowed to do.
Don't ask about salary history anymore. Don't tell employees they can't talk about their wages. And don't retaliate if they bring a claim forward, even if it's ultimately found not to have merit.
Massachusetts pay equity law is the first in the country to ban employers from asking prospective workers what they made at their last job. The goal is to prevent women from being stuck in a cycle of lower salaries. McLaughlin's firm counsels dozens of companies, large and small, in everything from retail to education to healthcare. And she says they have to rethink how they determine salary for a new employee.
We tell them often, turn the process on its head. Look at the position. Look at what you think it should be paid within the framework of your organization. Maybe even put that out there with your initial posting, rather than looking at the candidate and saying, oh, I can get a bargain because this person's only making X.
McLaughlin says a big challenge for her clients has been assessing their workforce to see if there are existing pay gaps. One company that has done its own pay assessment is Eastern Bank. CEO Bob Rivers says they already do annual salary reviews.
We went into this thinking that we're not going to find any sort of unexplained differences in terms of pay. But I have to say, we found differences that we can't explain.
Rivers says they found a few pay gaps for women as well as people of color, mostly in middle management and below. The law does outline some legitimate reasons for differences in pay, such as seniority or training or education. But that wasn't the case at Eastern Bank, Rivers says.
We couldn't explain why people were paid differently when experience, performance, position, etc. were essentially the same. That's when we made the changes.
The changes meant giving people raises. You can't lower someone's salary to comply with the law. Rivers says the equal pay law made the company more diligent about pay equity. He's now also focused on how women and minorities move up the ranks of leadership in his company.
It really is an ongoing thing, so this is not like one and done.
And the tight labor market may also affect pay equity.
I don't think the law has helped as much as the economy has helped.
Chris Guerin is with Associated Industries of Massachusetts, which represents thousands of employers.
Employers continue to struggle with a persistent and structural shortage of qualified workers. So for any company who's trying to attract and retain good workers, pay fairness and pay equity is really kind of an expectation.
Massachusetts has had low unemployment for a while now. It's been less than 4% for the past 3 years. And yet data show the gender wage gap has persisted. Some of that is due to broader cultural issues, such as bias against women in salary negotiations and promotions. Victoria Budson is executive director of the Women's Public Policy Program at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, and she pushed for the pay equity law.
It's going to take more than just a piece of legislation to close the gap, but it is an important component.
Budson says the law does something crucial. It creates an incentive for employers to do regular pay assessments because they can be used to defend a company in court if a worker sues over pay.
So we'll really need to see over these next 5 years how many employers have chosen to move forward and do this internal wage audit and what kind of result do we see from that.
So far, there have been very few lawsuits under the equal pay law. There was a case against the Boston Symphony Orchestra that was settled, and there's an ongoing case filed by two administrators against Boston Public Schools. The Massachusetts Attorney General's office has received over a dozen worker complaints. Some have been resolved without going to court, and some are still under investigation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.